This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa, California. I'm with Ken McKenzie of Airbus Industries. Ken, you gave a presentation here on Airbus's plans and outlook for electric aircraft. It's pretty ambitious. $50 million research project, which by aerospace standards is not huge, but for general aviation it is. Tell me a little bit about the EFAN 2.0. You've got the EFAN 1.0, an experimental proof of concept running, but the 2.0 will be an actual trainer aircraft for sale.
Yes, and thanks for the opportunity, Paul. The EFAN 2.0 is, we have two products, the 2.0 and the 4.0 are both concepts. The 2.0 is going to be manufactured as a two-seat electric aircraft for the European market and primarily for flight training. That project is well on its way. We have 10 industrial partners, and as of the 28th of April, we just announced the location of a final assembly line in the southwest region of France in Bordeaux. So the excitement is there. We're locking down the design concept, and we expect the aircraft to enter into service in 2017.
And tell me about the kind of the unknown technologies in this. Obviously, you're proving the electric propulsion end of it, but how about the unknowns around the batteries?
Yeah, there's all kinds of unknowns. It's a really good question. The battery technology continues to evolve and change, and the important part for us is to decide when do you lock down which technology you want to use. If you're picking one today and then all of a sudden tomorrow a new one comes along, you go, why did we do that? So our folks are staying on top of everything that's happening in the battery. All the latest innovations and what we see down the road from anywhere from 5 to 10 years from now. Some of the other challenges we expected, but we still had to design around, is the control system for all that electrical propulsion. We call it the EFADAC. It's a fascinating system. It works intelligently. It can actually narrow down by individual cell what's happening in the batteries. And if a cell starts to go bad, we can isolate the cell. So you reduce the amount of flight time, but you don't actually end the mission. So those type of things have been really interesting. The one that I think we're really proud of as well is, it sounds real simple, but we're used to operating thermal-driven aircraft that as soon as you leave your parking stand, you use the engine, you drive out to the taxiway, and off you go. We actually use a chain drive on the main landing gear to propel the aircraft on the ground because it's much more efficient, uses much more power to propel it on the ground, and then once it's on the runway, we turn off that system and turn on the ducted fans, and off it goes.
Now, you're doing that in the EFAN 1.0. You'll do it in the 2.0 as well?
Right now, the concept is to do that as well, yes.
And is there a kind of a threshold here in designing this airframe to accommodate battery technology or changes that you may not even know about right now?
We're going to have to do that. We don't want our design to actually become obsolete, and neither do our customers. And so when we look at the future customer of that aircraft, we expect it to be someone who is looking for an environmentally friendly way to operate, a way that's inexpensive, but also still matches all of the technologies that a conventional thermal-powered aircraft would use. So the avionics would be very similar for a flight training aircraft. But the piece that any wise customer should say, well, if I buy it today, is it an Edsel tomorrow? And we certainly don't want that. So the design team and the industrialization team will look at creating the aircraft the way it is today, but our technical office will look at the iterations of especially batteries coming up in the future and finding ways to incorporate them in aircraft that already fly.
What's the Airbus view or your view on battery density or energy density increases?
Yeah, energy density is going to be really interesting. We discussed in the presentation how much more efficient kerosene is to batteries today. Our aircraft uses lithium-ion polymer batteries. And we see some promise in aluminum air and a couple of other different products that are there, obviously increasing the energy density. But the energy density question is probably the biggest one on the propulsion side. The energy side. The propulsion side then becomes ducted fan versus open rotor, and a lot of good debates going on around the table as to how best to do that.
Now, the EFAN 4.0, which will be a four-place airplane, you're looking at industrializing that on what kind of a timeline? And I believe you said that would be an American general aviation type aircraft?
That's correct. So the EFAN 4.0 is, as you mentioned, is a four-place aircraft. We the way that we designed this industrialization is it will be manufactured in the United States. All the supply chain will come from the United States, and it will be serviced in the United States. The market initially will be American flight schools and American general aviation. And our, you know, we look at our competing aircraft to be those aircraft that are the cutting edge of technology today, but also have an appeal to a customer that wants something a little different. So if you drive a Tesla, you obviously want to be, you know, the cool factor, but the environment factor. That's what we see this aircraft being as well.
And did you mention that would be a hybrid drive?
Yes, that's what we're proposing right now. To give us the range that we want, the energy, as we discussed, the energy density just isn't there for the batteries, for the amount of space on the aircraft. So it, right now, all indications are we're going to have to adopt a hybrid drive of some sort.
And what's the time frame on that?
Well, we're looking on the 2.0 for entry into service of 2017, and the 4.0 should come shortly thereafter.
Which could be before 2020?
Yes, that's what we anticipate.
Well, thank you very much for the update, Ken.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa, California. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.